And welcome to It's All in the Stars, your favorite astrology program by Hassan Jaffer. This is your astrologer, Hassan Jaffer. I just happen to be outside, actually. I just want to let you know. I'm not in my office, and Don was really busy with some other stuff, and for some reason I thought that we'll have the program next week, but I didn't want to. I always make a commitment once we say that we'll do something, and I want to share some of the insights in what's happening in the world, etc., with all the listeners. And you're welcome to call in, and we'll deal with all the topics. We'll use my intuition and some of the astrology aspects and some palmistry also. But first of all, I'd like to say what is going on in the world and what you can expect in the coming years. When will there be peace, etc.? Now, in 1986, I wrote some predictions, which to me were quite interesting at that time, based on the planetary positions. I said that Pluto was in Scorpio till November 1995, and I predicted that there would be major U.S. bases formed in the Middle East before November 1995. And actually, by November 1995, there'd be a lot of bloodshed, unfortunately, having that Pluto in Scorpio every about 245 years. And then it went to Sagittarius, so, and based on that, I predicted there'd be mass communication. And, of course, which was the advent of the Internet, and we had written that there'll be television between China, Japan, and the world over. You'd be able to see, like, global television and mass communication, and that the transportation, the mode of transportation will change. The legal system itself will change, but not before their excesses. And one of the main things we wrote is the religious tolerance after November 2008. In other words, between November 1995 and November of 2008, we were supposed to have, with that Pluto being in Sagittarius, a major change in the legal system, judicial system, educational system, as well as the religious matters, where people become much more moderate towards each other. The educational system, of course, is the Internet education now, and which is becoming even better. And by 2008, the legal system, the judicial system, which has been so corrupted, but also similar to the fanaticism in religion, etc., all become moderate. And when people start respecting each other's viewpoints, and they find that it all leads to the same truth. So by November 2008, we'll have that. Now, right after November 2008, when Pluto moves into the sign of Capricorn, that's when we'll have the major changes in the government itself, the way we as we know it. And, of course, the government has been trying its best to have you know, a major, like a censor of the Internet, but they've not been able to do. All you have to do is go on YouTube.com or MySpace.com, etc., and you can find out anything, any speeches or any major events going on in the world, instead of always watching the most trusted name. So if they have to keep on, you know, reiterating that. So those are main now. After all this war and bloodshed in Lebanon, unfortunately, when the whole city was completely devastated, absolutely useless, and they've been planning for 6 months before this soldier, etc., unfortunately. But when they took on this operation, Mercury was retrograding. Now, I had said that June till about mid-July was a very dangerous time. The tempers would be very volatile. I could see a lot of bloodshed, unfortunately, a lot of bombings and all these things. And that Iran would be in danger throughout that period, as well as Syria. But for some reason, I thought something will happen when nothing will happen to Iran, and something will be diverted. Similar thing happened before when Katrina. They were planning to bomb Iran at that time, and Katrina happened. So this time, the Hezbollah thing and Lebanon, all these things, and Israel walked into in 12th of July, right smack when Mercury is retrograding, and nothing ever works when Mercury is retrograding. Neither war nor peace treaties, they never, never work. And it went on till end of June. And it completely backfired. It became a totally disastrous aspect. On one side, we talk about the Holocaust and it's almost sacrilegious. You know, it's all these things that happen, all the suffering that happened to the people. And the same people, when you find that they've done this, this is not I have many, many wonderful Jewish people who are my friends. These are not their aspects. These are certain people, whether they have Russian origin or Ukrainian origin, not sure where, but intensity of completely leveling the whole place, and so many, like more than 700 civilians, like the children and women being killed. And they talk about Hezbollah, who had a very defensive position, which become much more strong instead of 87% against them, now more than 90% are in favor of them, actually. So it's completely backfired, the whole thing. Of course, civilians on either side should not be killed or something. We need that peace. But at least for the first time, these people have stood up also for 34 days. And I've said before that Israel cannot afford not to have peace treaties now while there is still a chance, because after a few years, everyone will have atomic bombs and the capacity to actually destroy everybody. And that aspect we cannot really, that's why, afford. And but I do believe that before November 1995, there will be major peace treaties. And so let's hope for the best. I'm sure we will have that. Now, recently, another thing which I've said, there will be major discoveries, astronomical discoveries, and the 10th planet will also be discovered before November 1995, and major space explorations, etc. And in fact, Branson, I believe he's also planning to have these rides in the space rides. And I think $250,000 each person, etc. All that is part of that Pluto being the sign of Sagittarius. Such an amazing thing. And but it's interesting that many people were saying that these, now we have 12 planets apparently instead of 9 planets, which works out perfectly. But now we can assign each planet to each sign, first of all. But it's not really a surprise for us at all. Because we had written about Ceres and Chiron. Many astrologers actually we consider them asteroids, actually. And they're small. They're usually between Mars and Jupiter and Jupiter and Saturn, I believe. And they're small, but we know about them already. And we've been, in fact, I've actually written interpretations for them. We've got whole reports based on that. So now they're calling it planets. We have always taken them as sort of a minor planet. That's what we call it, asteroid. But the thing is, if something is major in your chart, if you cannot define it by Saturn or Jupiter, you definitely will not be able to see it, you know, because of Ceres or Chiron. Now, the only exception to this, to some extent, is this new one. I think they fictitiously called it Xena for now, based on that warrior princess. But this one is so far away from Pluto, just like Pluto represents events which happen to people as a whole nation or as a collective consciousness. It's once in 246 years. So Xena would be much, much longer. And it's almost as if, and it's very similar to Pluto, I believe. I was looking at orbs. I didn't see exactly where it is right now, but it seems to be in the same line as Pluto. So it's a little difficult to say exactly what it means. Because if Pluto is in Sagittarius and they're saying mass communication, and then you find this new Xena theme also there. And the only thing is, if it represents generations, more than generations, centuries, for example, it'll apply, it'll be in the same sign. So it's a very little influence, except for one thing, that if there is an aspect between that and Mercury, etc., for example, it would probably indicate some type of deep, like a divine truth, for example, when you're close to it. For example, Pluto, if it to me is like a cosmic consciousness. And this other one would also may apply to that, I would say. So it'll just add and augment to astrology what we already know. It's not as if we have, it's just like discovering, suddenly the science has discovered tonsils, for example, and we still don't know, you know, what they are for. It's not like discovering the heart or the brain. It's not like that at all. So it's just a small part of this thing. It'll just add and augment. And but Ceres and Chiron, we always, in fact, astrologers were much, way ahead of astronomers on this one, because we've been calculating the asteroids for a long time and interpreting them also. I do not agree with all the interpretations yet. And like Chiron is supposed to be, you know, the I believe the wound that never heals, for example. So it's almost like a Piscean type of influence. But we're still studying that. I've written an article on numerology on my website. If you go to my website, astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net, you will find that, you know, right at the bottom on the right-hand side, I've written an article on astronumerology. I've given each number for, you know, what they stand for, and the two master numbers, 11 and 22, I've assigned them for Aquarius and Pisces. That's Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus. That's the number 11, and 22 is more of that spiritual insights, and that's a Piscean number and ruled by Neptune, I believe. So similar to that, I'm sure we'll find different themes for all the different planets, and we'll just augment that. In the meantime, if you wish to be on the air, and if you call us, the number is 1-877-876-5227. That's again 1-877-876-5227. And if you'd like to call from Toronto, I mean from Canada, I should say, and you can call Collect just for this show, 530-876-3222. And I will put you on the air. And if you want to have yourself analyzed, you want to talk about the world, about actors and actresses, anything. I haven't had a chance to look at Suri, which is a child of Tom Cruise, but I heard that somebody was saying that something wrong with the child or something might be. I'm going to have a look at the child. I know Tom Cruise's charge itself has Mercury Pluto square. It's almost unfortunately till November 2008. It indicates when you violate the divine truth, when you are questioning certain aspects of divine truth, as if you're challenging God, for example, making fun of God or doing things of blasphemous nature, and we do find it's a bit of a, it's almost like a warlock, or when somebody is, a witch, for example, that's Mercury Pluto, like Jean-Paul Sartre was born Mercury Pluto square. And that aspect, he was born with it, and is getting a transit from Pluto to November 2008, is supposed to radically change his whole attitude towards life, death, God, everything. So it may be part of that. Sometimes we do find that you left your mission life because of something pertaining to children, etc. But I'm going to have a better look at that also later on. Now, some of the people, actors and actresses, who were in danger, June and July was a critical time for them. Now, I have said about the danger to monarchy from this June, July, right to about next July continuously, and I believe that Saudi Arabia and even Jordan, to some extent, they had given some statements against all this Hezbollah and all that before these things happened, and of course their own people, they turn against them. And so there's a real build-up going on right now, and part of the peace in Mideast would be when the people who are supporting the U.S. there, the presence there, when they are ousted, like for example the monarchy in Kuwait, in Qatar, in Saudi Arabia, etc., where the people are. I mean, you can't even, if you're a woman, you can't even drive in Saudi Arabia. So it's really quite a very sort of hypocrite type of an aspect. That is not Islam at all. And because in fact, in 1400 years ago, Islam gave the right to women to even have divorce. Even in their book, in the Quran, it says that man was made for the woman and woman was made for the man. It's one of the most free aspects in this respect and in terms of equality. But all of that would be completely redefined, as if we have said, by November 2008. Now, some of the other celebrities, the age of the golden movies. I had written about in my newsletter about the age of the golden movies being in danger from heart and pneumonia from this June, July, till about next July. Now, of course, Merv Griffin just passed away. He was from the age of the golden movies. I really like this chart, actually. He had some Cancer planets and Leo planets. And Leo gives the charisma. And in fact, even Tom Cruise born Venus and Leo, and also Sylvester Stallone, Nicole Kidman, they're all born with Venus and Leo, which indicates, of course, all the way they dress and the silks and the flashy side. It definitely gives that star quality for sure. Actually, Tom Cruise is quite intellectual. He has Mercury in the sign of Gemini, although I know he acts really childish from time to time, like jumping on the couch for, in Oprah's show, etc. But he does have Mercury in Gemini, which is quite a brilliant position, except it has that sarcastic wit. Now, every time I look into, by the way, if you want to call in, please just call in if you do have that, and if you'd like to call in and join the show and ask any questions, or I don't have my host today because I'm outside, as I said. I just want to share some thoughts today, and next week we'll have our regular and to look back again, or in Christ. And the number to call is 1-877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, you can call Collect 530-876-3222. So the age of the gold movies that I was talking about, that includes, of course, Merv Griffin from that era. Marilyn Monroe was from that era also, actually, and everyone criticized her until they tried to emulate her, and nobody could touch her. And she actually had Mercury in Gemini also, like Tom Cruise. And she was quite intellectual. When we say intellectual, somebody who's theoretical, who reads a lot, as opposed to somebody who is quite opinionated, for example. Or, like in this case, the problem is, see, they are, when they're intellectual, they're too rational, very objective, but they don't have the realization of the truth. That is a problem. And that's why I tell people from time to time, go to any place of worship just because it brings up Vega and the King together. It's more for that than for the sermon. In fact, if you're having problems with the church, let's say, then go to a Ukrainian church where you don't understand the language. Just because it's all the stained glass and the little children also being there and the and all the pews and the old wooden things, for example, all of that, this a certain lack of realization of truth, and everybody is in a state of prayer. It's a very nice, beautiful feeling. And some of the charts I was looking at, by the way, Uri Geller, who happens to be a Sagittarius, but he has one Scorpio planet, like a Scorpio rising, Venus in Scorpio, Jupiter in Scorpio. Anyone who is very, very wealthy, that's a Venus-Jupiter theme. But Venus in Scorpio also is part of his 12th house, when you love the secrets and the mysteries of life. But when it's in Scorpio, it becomes very, very intense. Somebody's wearing dark glasses, observing everybody without being seen. I'm just randomly giving certain things that I've done some research on. Also, by the way, it's interesting that three of the major players in the world right now, Putin, Ahmadinejad of Iran, and Olmert of Israel, all three of them have Mercury in the sign of Libra. Now, Libra is a very judicial outlook towards life, strong sense of fairness and justice. However, in all the cases, they have Mercury aspect to Neptune as well, which gives the inability to separate truth from fantasy from time to time, but gives sort of a scheming mind as well. To fight each other. Now, Ahmadinejad, for example, wrote a letter to Bush. I read the letter. It was 18 pages. I thought it was a beautiful letter, actually, and played very strong in the sense of fairness and justice. He even called Bush His Excellency, Your Excellency. But he questioned certain aspects that you are anti-war, anti-terror, and which we admire. But at the same time, when you have millions of tons of bombs in a place where 50% of the population is less than the age of 15. So these are questions, of course, Bush and Condoleezza Rice completely ignored that aspect or that. But Putin has a strong sense of fairness as well. He's Mercury, the son of Libra. But he also has it aspect to Neptune. So it's a true, it's like these politicians. We don't know whether they're slapping you or praising them. I saw the interview of Ahmadinejad on 60 Minutes. I thought it was quite good, actually. And but these things have to be addressed. Like somebody, for example, I don't agree with all these people, you know, putting bombs across the chest and throwing themselves in front of a tank and all that. You cannot just make fun of them that, oh, they are these virgins in heaven and all that. There were 18 women who tied bombs to their chest and threw themselves from these tanks near Chechnya. Now, to me, that must be an ultimate state of desperation. It must take a tremendous amount of guts to do that. But also the desperation. Not everyone can just do that. You cannot say they're just crazy. That's not true. There are many people who are highly educated doing that. It's when they see they have nothing else. It's the only thing which is there. So that desperation should never come about. And I was looking at the YouTube.com. I saw this interview of George Galloway. I believe he's an MP in the British Parliament. I thought it was very, very interesting, actually, the way he actually pinpointed certain things. And those have to be addressed. You cannot just say people are crazy and then keep on bombing the thing, the whole nation, for example, and the whole nation becomes like a terrorist. So all those things will be addressed, and the means for peace, as I said in 1995, will be this mass communication, which is the internet. Now we know exactly what's happening. We are not dependent on the media, which is sold out, for example, or the big powers who can afford it. Normal people can take a video and even email it, you know, just by their phones. And that now that's happening, that's a true democracy to me. It's a very, very Aquarian thing that all around the world that we have this theme going on. I believe that even matters pertaining to, you might say, national security and all that, like Tesla, for example. I mean, more than 100 years ago, he had free energy. And at that time, J.P. Morgan was a billionaire, but as soon as he found out it was free, he didn't like it for the public at all. And he completely canceled the whole thing. And that on the YouTube, you can find a lot of these themes. Now, one thing I forgot to mention, that those who were born in the 80s, we have a lot of hope from them, that they'll bring the major aspects of the free energy to this world. the wind power that all will be coming up. In November of 2008, when Pluto moves into the sign of Capricorn, Capricorn is a very productive aspect. Last time, like the Industrial Revolution, and but using natural laws, natural forces for energy. These are the children who will be responsible for that, who will actually bring about these changes. They'll be the most consciously aware of that. And I do believe that's going to happen a lot. And for about 10 to 12 years, that's where the focus will be on free energy. And so many of the Tesla's things will come back. The negative aspect would be, of course, the artificial earthquakes, etc. as well. So these are the main points I want to give you all. Should you wish to write to us, you can always write to Stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, Stargaze, at astrotrends.net, A-S-T-R-O-T-R-E-N-D-S.net. My book, Moon Magic, will definitely make you an astrologer in about 5 minutes. The only things you do need, the approximate time of birth. But you can order directly online. You can always call us in Toronto at 1-800-600-3488. So till next Wednesday, again from 10 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, this is Hassan Jaffer wishing you all the best with Astrological Insight, and till next Wednesday. Thank you for listening.